Amen. Everybody stand to your feet this morning. We have come into this place today to worship Him. Amen. The name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. I got a word for this house today. Amen. Got a word for new life today. Got a word for you today. Amen. I don't know what you've been through this week, but one thing I know, that God's got you covered. He's already gone before you and prepared the way. Amen. Hallelujah. So just lift your hands this morning, and like I say, I don't know what has happened this week, what you've been through, but I just want you to visualize that you're just putting it into His hands. Amen. Just put it into His hands. Hallelujah. There's nothing too big that God can't handle. He's got big shoulders this morning. Amen. And He longs for you to bring that to Him and just let it go. Amen. Just let it go. Father, we just let it go this morning, because we've come into this place today not to be hindered nor to be distracted, but we've come into this place to put our focus upon You, as we heard last Sunday, Lord, that we put our focus upon You, that we will not be distracted today, Father God. But we've come in this place for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to lift You up. And You said that if You would be lifted up, that You would draw men unto You. So anything that's happened this week, Lord, that's caused us to be distracted, anything that's happened this morning that has caused us to be distracted, we just give it to You, Lord. We just roll it off on You. You said to cast all of our cares upon You, because You care for us. And we have come into this place today to worship You. Holy Spirit, as You usher into this place today, every person that has walked through that door will be changed by Your precious Holy Spirit. They will leave today healed in their bodies, refreshed in their minds, refreshed in their souls. Hallelujah. They will leave today with a word of assurance that You're for them and not against them. They will leave today with lighter steps. They will leave today with confirmations of things that You've whispered in the ear, in their spiritual ears, and said, "Yes, Lord, I hear You." And we do hear You today, Lord. We thank You for what You're doing in this church and through the people of this place, God. You've called us and anointed us for such a time as this. And we're so thankful. And the church said, amen. Today we're going to be talking about the seasons of life. We're going to be talking about the seasons of life that we go through. I want to read you a scripture this morning in Isaiah 42:9 that says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." You know, there are things that God does in our life that's unexpected, and we're like, wow. But there's some things He said, something new is getting ready to happen, and I'm preparing you for it. Amen. And sometimes it may seem like it's a struggle, and sometimes it may seem like it's like, oh, wow. But God said, I'm doing a new thing, and I'm going to make you very much aware of it. Amen. And He said, "Before the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare." And this morning, as I looked around, and I began to think about this, as I looked around the faces of those of all of you that are sitting here today, this is a different place that you walked into this morning. You may think you just come to church, you've come to church as usual, but I've chosen several weeks ago, several months ago, that when I walk through that door, that something's going to happen in this place. Ha, come on, somebody. We've got some people that are tired as church is norm. Amen. We've got some folks that says, Lord, I believe that we're the continuation of the book of Acts, and we're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. And as those of you who come into this place this morning, you are different because you've stepped into a new season. You may think you just stepped out of your car and come into church as usual this morning, but I'm here to tell you prophetically that you've stepped into a new season. Anybody ready for that new season? You've struggled. Amen. You've struggled and struggled. God says it's a new day and it's a new season. You thought you were just coming to Sunday morning meeting, but you didn't count on moving into a new level and to a new dimension of God. And I want you to look at the person on your right or your left or behind or wherever you need to look this morning. Amen. And I want you to confess to them, make that declaration. I just stepped into a new season. Pastor, you just stepped into a new season. Pastor Laverne, you've just stepped into a new season. I declare over that every one of your lives today. You've just stepped into a new season. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. I see the tide is changing. I see the movement is changing. Hallelujah. There's a move of the Holy Spirit happening right now. Hallelujah. Just this past week, I heard the Holy Spirit Wednesday. There was just a stirring inside of my spirit so strong Wednesday. And I knew that it was something I needed to grab a hold of. And as I went through the day meditating and the next day meditating, and then I just woke up in the middle of the night and I heard the words, the winter season is over for new life. The winter season is over for new life. And we're going to be talking about seasons this morning. It's in the winter seasons when everything is dead and when things seems like there's nothing ever going to happen again and there's nothing blooming. Everything is dry and cold and cloudy and bleak. Amen. God says that season's over, that you have stood when things seem to not be doing anything and everything that's been shaken has been shaken. And it's during the season of winter that you have to stand. And the Bible says, having done all, stand. Having done all, stand. Amen. So I wanted to declare that over your life and new life for the nations this morning. The winter season is over. The winter season of this church is over. Amen. And I got to thinking about Pastor and how he was attacked in his body from his feet to his head. He is the leader of this church. God gave him and Pastor Lauren the vision to start this church. And God laid the foundation and gave us the word in Isaiah 61 about how that we are anointed. And just as he's been attacked in his body, so has this church been attacked. Every one of you have come into under some kind of attack. And at that point, you can choose to say, I stand. This is where God has planted me, and I stand. What comes or goes, I'm standing. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I'm getting fed. Amen. This is where my spiritual food comes. And when I go out of this place on a Sunday morning, I'm going to be equipped. Amen. And I'm going to hear the word. Amen. And I'm going to go forth and make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. Church, we're just getting started. We are just getting started. Amen. So I tell you, the winter season is over for new life for the nation, and the winter season is over for you. God has transformed us by his power. He's calling his overcomers to step into a new season. So by faith, I just want you to take a step. By faith, just take a step this morning. We are stepping into a season of power and prosperity. We're stepping into a season where the Lord is going, opening up the good treasures to you and blessing you where you're not going to lend and not borrow. We'll be the head and not the tail, where we will be above and not beneath. Why do I get up and I begin to prophesy these things? Because it's like hitting a rock sometime. You just keep on prophesying. You just keep on declaring. You just keep on confessing. You just keep on knowing what you're doing, what you know to do. Amen. Ha ha, come on, somebody. You just keep declaring. You keep confessing. You keep believing. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus, not what's around you. Amen. So we're stepping into a season of greatness. We're stepping into a season where God is about to tear back the veil off of the heavenlies, and he's beginning to release some things. Come on, somebody. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit ushering in here right now. Come on, somebody. We are stepping into a season where God is about to tear the veil of the heavenlies to release some things on our behalf. Glory to God, you have stood, and you've stood, and you've stood, and you've believed, and you've believed, and you've believed. It's now getting ready to be released to you. Woo! Come on. Come on, somebody. Woo! Hallelujah. There are those who once held under are now going to be coming over. There are those once forgotten are now going to be remembered. Those who were depressed will once again begin to rejoice. Those who were rejected are now been accepted. Those who are downtrodden will have their heads lifted. Those who grieve will have their joy made manifest. Those who were poor will say that I am rich. Those who are afflicted will once again walk in wholeness. We're stepping into a season where those things have been taken from you, but will restore it 100-fold. Why do you think this church, or why do you think you've been under attack and your children's been under attack? Because the enemy is suspicious of something. He is standing back and he sent a group of people that says, I refuse to be denied. Why do you think this church has been under such attack? Why do you think you've been under such attack? Your children has been under such attack. Why do you think the enemy wants you to quit? Because something big is getting ready to happen. Something big is happening. Amen. We're stepping into a new season where those things that have been taken from you will be restored 100-fold. And I believe I'm talking to some people this morning that have come through some seasons. Some of you have had to learn to praise God all by yourself. Have you ever had to praise God all by yourself? Amen. Some of you had to praise God through a lot of tears when nobody else understood. But with tears running down your cheeks, you didn't know how it was going to work out. You didn't know when it was going to work out. You didn't know who it was going to work out through to get to you. But I'm telling you, it's going to get to you. If God says it's yours, He'll move hell and anything and anybody else in your way to get to you what He has promised you. Because that's how much He loves you. Come on, somebody. Ha, come on. Woo! Some of you have had to learn to praise God all by yourself. Some of you had to praise God through a lot of tears. And the tears running down your cheeks, you said, God, I'm not quitting. And I'm not giving up. I'm going to have to cry some more. But I'm telling you right now, you better throw the hanky away because you're getting ready to dance. And you're going to need all your focus on your dancing. Amen. And you're rejoicing. Some of you had to learn how to lay hands on your own head and pray. Amen. Some of you had to hold up your hands while you were praying for somebody else, hoping somebody was praying for you. Amen. But I've come to say to you this morning that season's over and you're stepping into a new season. And that new season is upon you right now. Have I got any praises in the house this morning? It's not over because God says it's not over. And I want somebody to know this morning that God has the final say-so. Not the government. Not the government. Hallelujah. But God has the final say-so in every situation in your life. And we've got His promises that have never failed. They will not fail. I don't care what's happening around you, what you may be hearing or not hearing on the news, if you find it in here, you take that word as our pastor has taught us, you take that one word and you stand on it. All you have to do is stand on that one word. When you are feeling unlovable, you can say, Jesus loves me because He gave His life for me, and I'm going to stand on that word that I'm loved by the Most High God. Come on, somebody. When I have pain in my body and everybody has told me to give up, there is no hope, no cure. No, the doctors may say that to you, but I've come to tell somebody that the word tells us that by His stripes we are healed. Come on, somebody. Hey, when I don't have two nickels in my pocket to make a dollar, I'm going to tell you God's going to put the rest of it there in your pocket. You may feel empty change today. You may feel broken and lost, helpless and hopeless, but I want you to know that the God we serve is more than enough. He gives hope to the hopeless. He gives courage to those that are discouraged. He gives a placement to those who have been displaced. Some of you have felt displaced. You don't feel like you belong. That's the enemy trying to get you to quit, trying to get you to go somewhere else. That's the enemy that says there's nothing there for you. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares for you. I want you to know that I do. God does, and that's all that matters. Amen. He's placed you here for a reason. He's placed you here for a purpose. So I want to encourage you today not to give up. Don't give in, and don't be swayed, because the best is happening right now. We can say the best is coming, and I believe that, but the best is happening right now. I see some things shaking on your behalf. I see some things shaking on your behalf. I see some things shaking on your behalf. And God says those things that are shaking, if they fall, He says, let it go. Don't try to hold on to what God says, let go. Don't try to hold on to that season that God said was back there. He says to you again, this is a new season, and I'm asking you to step into it. Step into it with fervency. Step into it with joy. Step into it. The winter is over, church. Woo! The winter is over. We're stepping into the spring season. There's flowers blooming on your behalf. There's hope blooming on your behalf. your behalf. You know, we got these flowers that come up every year during the winter season. You see no sign of it. And you're thinking, I'm going to have to plant this stuff all over again. I'm going to have to go back and just do it all over again. I worked so hard last year, and now I look in the middle of winter, and there's nothing there but dry ground. But I want you to know, so you don't know what's happening underneath there, because God is just protecting that seed that was planted last year. God was just protecting that seed for the right season for it to come up. And some of you have thought, it's dry, it's barren, I don't see anything. I'm going to have to go back and start all over again. I want you to know, wherever you're at today, you don't have to go back and start all over again. He says, just pick up where you are at, because that seed is beginning to burst through the ground. And just as I looked, I told Kenny, I said, oh no, I'm going to have to redo it all over again. And I waited, one morning I went out to work about 5:30, and I looked, and I saw a little green thing coming through the ground, and I said, oh my, there's one. And a few days later, I saw another little green thing coming through the ground. Oh, come on. That's with patience I waited for it. I didn't go out there and start digging around, because see, Kenny said, surely if you'll hold on, he'll come. Just hold on. Don't mess with it. But I'm not patient enough. I want to go out there and dig it up. And I wanted to start planting. He said, no, just hold on. It's there. It says it'll come up every year. I want you to know, you've not seen some things. But God says it's coming up. It's coming up. It will come to fruition. It will bloom in its due season. Don't be impatient for that which God says to be patient for, because he is true to his word. Woo! He is true to his word, church. And when everybody else is falling down and doing these things, lift your eyes toward heaven. He says, I am for you, and I'm not against you. Come on, somebody. This season that you're in right now, it won't last forever. Amen. It won't last forever. Amen. Hallelujah. My Ricardo, get ready. I don't know what's going to happen to you when you come up here. But get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank you for a praise and worship leader this morning. I thank you for the anointing that's upon him. In the seasons of his life where everything has looked dried out, dead, forgotten, I thank you that you're stirring a newness within him, God. A thing that's coming forth like he's never seen before. I thank you for the anointing to bring us into your presence, God. I thank you for that anointing, Lord. Even as he begins to sing prophetically, and that just means that you begin, that just means you begin to sing what's on the heart of the Lord for the moment. And he says, so bring that forth out of you. Anointing, come forth. Anointing, come forth in Jesus' name. The gifts that are within him that have been lingering. I thank you, Lord, that this is the season that you're birthing it in Jesus' name. Oh, yatikaha shahaye. Mababa sohoto ula tatatala namakasia. Oh, sahasehesia toho shana nananaya. Oh, mama, sita kasate esidia. For son, I've called you in this season to stand strong in the power of my might. And in the anointing that I have anointed you with, for I have indeed shod you, your feet, with the preparation of the gospel, says God. And even as you minister in song, I will bring breakthrough in people's lives. Even as you minister my word in song, and you begin to sing what's on my heart for that moment, I will cause breakthrough in your life and in those around your sphere of influence in their lives as well, says the Spirit of grace. So linger in my presence a little longer. Linger in my presence a little longer, for I've given you ears to hear clearly as to what I would want to say to you in this season. Lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge me in all your ways, says God, and I will surely direct your path, and I will surely tell you the way in which you will go and what you shall do. So think it not strange in the way that I visit you, even in the times when you're out by yourself and you're piddling around. God says it's not time with the peddling that matters. It's what I'm speaking to you at that moment. For I'm going to use what's in your hands to demonstrate to you my glory and even my provision for you, says God. Now, Father, I thank you that your anointing comes upon him now. That your anointing comes upon him now, and he's clothed as a man on fire for you. That he has much wisdom and he has much discernment. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I need all the help I can get, amen. Sometimes my days don't go like I planned. But you know what? But God, in the end, he is still there for me, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all ready to get your praise on?
Amen.
I'm ready to get my praise on. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Celebrate. He's alive.
Children sing a song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and see. He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive. Praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive.
Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescued me.
Death won't hurt me now.
Death won't hurt me
because
now.
He has redeemed
because
me.
He has redeemed
no
me.
Grave will
no
ever
grave
keep
will
me.
Ever keep me from my King. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
Yes, I'm
alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
One who has overcome the grave, let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty
they
King.
Were they.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of the praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave, let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty
they
King.
Worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of the praise.
Worthy.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave, let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty
worthy.
King.
Worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our praise, worthy is the
Jesus
one who is overcome
worthy.
The grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King.
Hey.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who is overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people sing. Worthy
He's alive.
Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Oh, He's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
He's alive, He's alive, He's alive, He's alive, forever, amen. 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 Woo.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Say, worthy is the Lamb, worthy of the praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty King.
Sing, worthy. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of the praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of the praise.
Worthy
is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance.
Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty King.
He's
worthy. Worthy of the praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of the praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of the praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave.
Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Because he's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's alive. My God lives. Amen. Woo. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo.
Hey, let me tell y'all what happened to me this one day last week. I don't know if it was Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever. I was cutting a board to trim out a window. And I've been using a miter saw for years. I mean, for years. I'm in a hurry, not paying no attention to what I'm doing, and I pulled the board out that I was going to use, and I was looking at the end of that, and the blade of this saw is still running. And next thing you know, my finger's in there. I heard this blade hit. Now, I felt it, but I didn't think it was as bad as what it was. But anyway... But anyway, I looked at my hand. I'm like, oh, Lord, and I reached and grabbed it. And I looked at the truck. There's no towel or nothing in that truck. I'm like, wow, I need to wrap this up, stop the bleeding. I mean, you know, I got sense enough to apply pressure and do all that good stuff. Man, they did teach me that much at the Dare County Schools. But anyway, I did that, and I get up here at the hospital, and I hadn't really looked at it. Man, when they, man, that this whole thing, all the flap was off of it. But let me tell you the blessing I got out of that. I was on my way down with this saw when this took place. Had it been straight in like that, I'd have lost my finger.
Wow.
But I didn't.
Amen.
I just said thank you, Jesus, and went on with, and took what I got and was happy to get what I had. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know, God is good to us in the least of things. You know that? The littlest of things. He is a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, Holly. But anyway, enough Amen. About that. I come to get my praise on today.
Amen.
I learned a long time ago, in all things, you give thanks and rejoice in the Lord. Amen? No matter what we're going through, because it could be worse. I can promise you that. It can get a lot worse. But the God I serve, he loves me enough. He cares for me enough.
Amen.
It's all going to work out.
Amen.
Okay, let's go. I'm Shirley's the preacher here. Her and Gerald Relaford. Anybody believe in the Lord? I believe in the blood, amen? Yes. Oh, y'all can laugh and have fun. It's all good.
I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that there's power in his name. I believe that he died to free us. I believe that he rose from the grave. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe he was a sacrificial lamb. I believe he ascended to the Father. I believe that he's coming back again. I believe that God came to save us. I believe he was an ordinary man. I believe he left us with the Spirit. I believe he wants to fill every man. I believe his mercy every morning. I believe he's the Ancient of Days. I believe his thoughts are always on us. I believe he's forever the same. On this rock, he will build his church.
Come on.
This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail.
Yeah!
I believe in the unity of brothers. I believe that we're different yet the same. I believe we're two or more are gathered. He's in the midst. He's taking away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountains, be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are going to see. On this rock, he will build his church. His church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand.
Come on, let's say it.
The gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock, we'll build this church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not back again. Amen. Yeah. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The God I serve is an awesome God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know, my biggest fear is that I'll not do something correct. That's my biggest fear. But you know what? One of these days, I'm going to learn how to just leave it in the hands of the Lord and let him do the leading. And I don't think that he'll make a mistake. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Come on, Brother Glenn, play that next one for me.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Are we working?
Amen. Praise God. Thank hallelujah. You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what, on second thought, let's hold up for a minute. You know, every now and again, I put the cart before the horse.
Okay.
And it's time to take our offering up, amen? Let's do that this Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, I'm excited about the word the church got this morning, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I am really excited about that. I'm excited to see what is actually going to take place here.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I remember the days that they laid in the floor up here. I remember the days that it was just a flood of people here all the time. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this offering and the tithes this morning, Heavenly Father. I thank you for that. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in this place. Hey, I can't wait, Lord. I'm excited about what's happening. I'm excited about what's going to happen, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing each individual here, Lord God, that comes in here and takes care of this place, Lord, that we may have a decent and clean place to worship. I just thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Sadie.
If you've been walking the same old road for...
That's the right one. All right. Amen. Right song, wrong version.
Something like it.
Hallelujah.
Yep. It was on there. You like mine? You like to hear me sing? I'll try it anyway. I'm ready.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lie, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker.
Now we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. Now we've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. Oh, we've all run to things we know that just ain't right. Well, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. Lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know who that's for this morning, but hey, God's got you. Whatever you're going through, the Lord has got your back.
Amen.
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 You know, I just want to share this. I had read that article that I put on the back of that bulletin. Sometime when you get home, read it, about that you're not identified by your scars. And you know, the fact is we've all got emotional scars and hurts. But we are identified with Christ. Amen? And sometimes we keep taking those emotional scars out and we just keep letting them hurt. And we'll put them back under and we bring them back out. And God says, the chain breaker says, I want to take it all away. And you start, when you look at a scar, saying, I've been set free. And not that I am under, but I have been set free in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, I really like this song. There's revival hand is spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Oh, can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it.
There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
When the valleys that I wandered turn to mountains that I can't climb, oh, you are with me, you never leave me.
There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
I've got an old church choir singing in my soul.
I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored.
There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel beat, cause he's all you'll ever need, all you'll ever need. Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel beat, cause he's all you'll ever need, he's all you'll ever need. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful.
I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored.
There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Woo.
Hallelujah. You know, I believe after singing that song like that, I need to jog a little bit. Scoot away from that table just a mic. Wouldn't hurt nothing, I can promise you that. You know what? I come to church to have fun. I've been in some churches to where that, you know, you can hear a mouse walk across the floor and the preacher's preaching and there's never an amen or hallelujah or a clap of the hand or no kind of emotion. That ain't what I want. Because I believe when we get to heaven, it's going to be all, it's going to be on. You hear me? I'm like you says, it's going to be on up in there. That's right. And I can't wait. I can't wait. God is good, amen. I can't see how something that's full of joy will sit around like this. I just can't see that.
Amen.
I like to get my praise on, amen. What's on this list next? I laid it down
God's
here.
Grace.
That's the last one, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Let's do this.
Amen, brother.
The grace of God brought me a long way. I remember them old days in prison, man. And I can't get the grace of God. I don't know if I may not. But I'm here, man. I'm right here. How did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God.
How did I make it through the storms? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far. By the grace of God. Amazing grace. I made it this far. Yes, I did. By the grace of God. Lord, I thank you for how you brought me. How you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here, it's not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. Oh, I made it this far. Yes, I did. By the grace of God. I remember the times when I strayed away. Even though I knew the words, still I didn't obey. But God's grace and His mercy stay with me. And they brought me all the way. God's grace, God's grace. Amazing grace.
Grace.
I made it this far.
I made it, this far.
I made it by the grace, grace of God. If anybody want to know just how I got here, if anybody want to know that I'm still standing, I made it this far. Shed so many tears. Look at me. I made it.
I made it.
I made it. Saved by the grace of God. Oh, hallelujah. Just a little bit personal. Amen. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I don't know if any of y'all ever been in any kind of situation where there's heartache and hardship. And then when you look back and see that you made it through that, yeah, this is something for me to shout about. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.